The peaceful demonstration held at Lafayette Square by the Workers' World Party of Buffalo and the Erie County Green Party was called Whoever Wins, We Lose. Ezra Echo of Workers' World Party, a Marxist-Leninist group, explains why.
We just have a very different perspective from both Republicans and Democrats, which is why we're out here today, because we truly believe that they do not serve the interests of the people, that they serve the interests of the 1% and the banks and the corporations, and we don't agree with any of that. We think that
people, they say, should come first. And Sandy Prisblack of the Green Party agrees.
We need justice in this country for the working class and the poor and those most vulnerable in our communities.
Prisblack is vice chair of the Erie County Green Party. She wore a green face mask with the word silenced on it Wednesday and carried a sign that charged Republicans, Democrats, and the mainstream media for voter and party suppression and refusing to take the Green Party seriously this election season. That's why Prisblack says the Greens will keep partnering with other leftist groups on common issues of social, economic, and racial justice.
We need left unity now more than ever because The two corporate parties are not going to give us what we need.
Corporate greed and class struggle were also major themes addressed by several rally speakers. RJ, who declined to give their last name, is a member of Workers' World Party.
It's not about Republicans versus Democrats. This is a class struggle.
Yeah!
I know they don't use the word class much when they're talking about politics in the U.S., and there's a reason for that. They don't want us to know who our friends are or who our enemies are.
It's always going to be profit over people, and that's the problem.
Kawiye Jumale also took the bullhorn briefly Wednesday. She's a 25-year-old former refugee from Kenya whose family was resettled in Buffalo in 2004.
I'm just very much scared for myself, for the future of this country, for my family, for my friends that are from the LGBT community, all of that and beyond. And as a refugee, you know, I just didn't expect it to be like this, because think about it, we came from a country that we were running away from our lives. We were running away from persecution, and now we are here. It's like the same cycle is happening, you know? So it's just...
Jumale also says she recognizes the playbook that President Donald Trump is using by trying to discredit the results of a Democratic election. That's what she says African dictators do in order to stay in power. Kyle Mackey, WBFO News.